I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has said the United States will cut or reduce aid to three Central American countries for failing to stop thousands of migrants who are now travelling through southern Mexico heading toward the US. Trump said Guatemala, Honduras and El Salvador received a lot of money in foreign aid but have done nothing for the US. He said he's alerted Border Patrol and the military. The US Attorney's Office in Washington has said it's created a hotline and an email address for survivors to report child sexual abuse by members of the clergy. The announcement by US Attorney Jesse Liu followed the Pennsylvania grand jury report that described decades of systematic sexual abuse in the church. Liu's office said in a statement that survivors who wish to share their experiences and/or those who have knowledge of such abuse can file reports for potential criminal investigation and prosecution. A judge has upheld a jury verdict against Bayer subsidiary Monsanto in a historic case regarding the cancer danger of some of its weed killer products. The jury found the company's glyphosate-based weed killers, including Roundup, responsible for a man's terminal cancer. However, the judge cut the punitive damages award to $78 million. The verdict wiped 10% off the value of the company and marked the first such decision against Monsanto, which faces more than 8,000 similar lawsuits in the US. The adorers of the Blood of Christ have asked the US Supreme Court to decide whether their religious freedom rights were violated by the construction and pending use of a natural gas pipeline through its land. The petition asked the justices to determine how widely government agencies must regard claims under religious freedom and whether a circuit court's review of an agency's order satisfies the religious freedom guarantees under the law. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.